Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. There were five new wildfires detected across the interior yesterday, including one near Tok that's drawing a major response. The Teixalda Hill Fire is 38 miles southeast of Tok, 16 miles southwest of Northway, and 22 miles southeast of Tatlin. State Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says the fire, suspected to be human-caused, was attacked aggressively from the air yesterday after being detected.
Three water scooping aircraft dropping water on it. We had a helicopter dropping water on it, and we had an air retardant tanker making multiple retardant drops on it. There were eight smoke jumpers that were deployed on the fire.
Mowry says three ground crews are joining the fight today on the fire, which as of last night had burned an estimated 730 acres.
To the size now where it's going to be pretty difficult to catch, so we're looking at doing point protection on native allotments and any cabins or, you know, structures in the area.
Three of the other new wildfires detected yesterday are in the Galena Zone and lightning caused. One of those is being fought. The Alaska Interagency Coordination Center reports that two smoke jumpers are working the 9-acre Shungnyak River fire near the Bornite Mine. Record or near record warm temperatures are expected again today for a swath of the interior with highs in the 80s. The hottest readings are forecast to be near the Alcan border. One man is dead in a double shooting in North Pole. Alaska State Troopers have not released the name of the person killed, but say he and another man identified as 50-year-old Wayne Daniel were at their residence on Gianna Court in North Pole Sunday when shortly after 8 a.m. two masked men barged in and fired on them. The unknown assailants fled and troopers responded to a 911 call. Troopers say identification of the man who died is pending notification of his next of kin. They say Daniel received a non-life-threatening injury. The case is under investigation. The Fairbanks City Council has rejected a proposed 3-year contract with the Fairbanks Firefighters Union. Meeting last night, the council voted down the proposed deal 4-2. The offer Mayor Jim Matherly and Chief of Staff Mike Meeks worked out with a union negotiating team over several months offered the union's 40 members a 1.5% pay and health benefit increase, as well as leave time that increases with an employee's longevity. Councilmember Jerry Cleworth calls the provisions too generous and unaffordable.
You know, if there is a new revenue out there, then you can be much more liberal in these negotiations. But I don't see it, folks. I am very, very concerned about the future.
Cleworth says he's also worried other unions will want similar contracts.
They're watching us. They're watching what we do.
The city is also in talks with unions representing police and electrical workers. Councilmember David Pruse says the council wasn't given enough information and time to thoroughly understand the firefighters' contract.
It's the unknowns that this contract gives me pause to say, no, let's right this ship. Let's take a step back.
Mayor Matherly argued that council members' concerns have been addressed, pointing to an option that allows the contract to be trimmed back if anticipated revenues fall through. He pressured the council to act on the proposal, noting a rapid increase in emergency calls.
You don't want overtime. You've told me that. You don't want to hire. You've told me that. So what's your plan on the increased calls?
The Firefighters Union projects emergency calls to reach 5,000 this year, up from 4,400 last year. Council members Jonathan Bagwell and June Rogers also voted to reject the firefighter contract. Members Valerie Therrien and Joy Huntington voted in favor of it. A new round of contract talks is expected soon. I'm Dan Bross.